You're listening to another episode of the Zag Erkner Soap here, continuing our bonus episode series featuring our NLC fellows in the upcoming class, both Institute and Engage. We have an Institute fellow here today. Ashabi Ifatunji is here. We'll catch up with him, hear what he is working on, what he's excited about for the fellowship when we kick off here in a couple of days. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get to it. All right, Ashabi, how did you hear about NLC in the first place?
Actually, a really good friend of mine from back in the days in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where I used to live, Felicia Owen, who is a fellow from 2020 in NLC Milwaukee. She told me about it.
And you have a unique professional background. How do you tend to describe what you do for a living to folks?
I'm a jack of many trades. not necessarily all, though. My corporate work is mostly in fundraising and engagement consultant and sales, whereas my other work is focused around my priesthood. And so I am a traditional African priest, and I have been since I was 16 years old. So there's obviously a much longer story behind that, being an American who grew up here in the United States. And so really, I have two focuses in my work with Mobile Cause. As an account executive, I work to support nonprofits in fundraising and engagement. And this year has obviously been a heck of a year, considering the pandemic and that's effect on things. And then outside of that, my other work is focused on spiritual development at the individual level, and then at the community level, helping to bring ancestral wisdom, specifically for Black Africans here in the United States, kind of back to the forefront of their daily lives.
And then how would you characterize how your faith intersects with your progressive values, or maybe even your political values? How has that maybe changed over time, or evolved as you've gotten older?
Well, I've had the good fortune of kind of growing up in a family that's always been closely related to local politicians in the local politics. So the advantage that that gave me is a really good eye on things since I was a young kid. And most of the folks that I've always been surrounded by were progressives. So for me, a key aspect of the reason, you know, that my faith is such a big, driver for my progressiveness and what I'm trying to do in the community is that the folks who are a part of the Yoruba faith, a part of the Yoruba traditions, or even if we go broader than that into Santeria, Lukumi, Ikan, Condomble, I can go on and on. There's been many, many years where you have to be very quiet about it. You have to, you know, kind of repress it to an extent because it's not a very accepted aspect, you know, of oneself within the community and in the culture here in America. But that's changing. And that's because of progressiveness. That's because of progressive policy. That's because of those things. And so that's a big, big driving force behind my involvement there.
In terms of what you're excited about, once Institute starts here in a couple of days, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to the ability to connect with all the other fellows. I mean, I think that for me, people development has kind of been where I feel the most grounded, where I feel the most engaged, where I feel that my passions are able to kind of live out in their best possible way. And so getting engaged with this group of individuals is going to be exciting, and figuring out different ways that we can collaborate together, that we can support each other, that we can learn from each other. That's the key thing that I'm most excited about.
Well, listen, congrats again on the fellowship. We're excited to have you start here in a couple of days once we get everyone together in their respective Zoom boxes. And thanks, everyone, for listening to this bonus episode of The Zag. Make sure to catch all the episodes featuring all our other fellows. Get those at all the spots you find your podcasts, Apple, Google, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher. They're all there, short and sweet. Check them out. Until next time, catch you soon.